Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. No one ever said that being a Christian was easy. We are tempted in more ways than we can imagine. And the tempter is not God, it's Satan. So how do we confront temptation and become a doer of God's Word? Well, the answer may be found in this simple question. Are you swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger when it comes to your relationship with people close to you, and more importantly, when it comes to God? Here's Deborah Ross with challenging thoughts on how we can be quick to hear and doers of the Word.
God wants to manifest Himself to you. He wants you to hear Him speak. He wants you to feel His touch. He wants you to sense His presence. He wants you to experience His miracles. So why can't we hear Him? Why can't we feel Him? Why can't we sense Him? Why can't we experience His miracles in our lives? James 1:19 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." Now, let me read in verse 1 of James 1. It says, "James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and is tossed. For let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." You know, no one ever said that being a Christian was easy. The Bible says that we should count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it hard sometimes to count it joy when I'm falling into different temptations. But the Bible says that we should know this, that when our faith is tried, it works patience. And when patience has its perfect work in our life, we'll be entire and perfect, and we won't want anything. And God wants to manifest Himself to us. He wants us to hear Him speak. He wants us to feel His touch. He wants us to sense His presence. He wants us to experience His miracles. But we have to learn to count it all joy. We have to learn to count it all joy. Are you resting in your faith? Are you free falling into the arms of Jesus? Or do you question, "But God, I don't understand what you're saying to me, or where you are leading me, or what you're teaching me. How can I know?" Friend, the Word says that we should pray for wisdom. He says, pray and ask, and don't waver when we pray. James 1:13 through 15 says, "Let no man, when he is tempted, say, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." So when you go through trials, don't say, "God is tempting me." The tempter is the devil. And how does the devil tempt us? He gets us to focus on ourselves. He gets us to focus on our own lusts, our self-gratification, our self-promotion, our self-pity, our self-preservation. Once we receive the ideas of our adversary by justifying our sin, lust is conceived. It's like a woman when she becomes pregnant and the sperm meets the egg, and it's conceived. The baby is conceived. And that baby's going to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And then that baby's going to be birthed. And the Bible says that once lust is conceived, it births sin. because that lust will grow. That idea that the devil has put into us about our self-gratification, our self-promotion, our self-pity, our self-preservation, it will grow and grow. And when it's birthed, it brings forth death. What kind of death? You see, the devil wants to put all kinds of death in our lives. He doesn't care if it's spiritual, if it's physical, if it's the death of a hope or a dream, the death of a relationship, the death of a career, the death of a marriage, the death of a family, the death of a position or a status, the death of self-worth. You see, the devil just wants to bring death in our life, but he's a liar. So my question is, are you a talker or a listener? Are you listening to the Word of God? Are you praying for wisdom? Are you wavering when you pray? Are you saying, Lord, I believe that when I ask, I'm asking in faith, and I know that you will give me wisdom. And I know, Lord, that you will help me to be strong when the devil tempts me. I know that the Holy Spirit will help me to be strong. And I want to be more of a listener and less of a talker. Do you say everything on your mind? Are you trying to force others to believe as you do? You see, James 1:22 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Are you a doer of the word? Are you a listener? Do you listen to the Holy Spirit? Do you do the word of God? Or are you telling others how to do the word, and then you get frustrated when they fail? God works miracles in fertile soil. Doers of the word create fertile ground. God says you will be blessed when you do the word. James 2:26 says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." James 1:26 says, "If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." James says that if we claim to be religious, yet we don't bridle our own tongue, our religion is in vain. And the word vain is ineffectual or unsuccessful. It's futile. It's without real significance, without any value. It doesn't have importance. It's baseless. It's worthless. So if we don't bridle our own tongue, our religion is in vain. It's worthless. Our lesson here today in James is that God wants to bless you. He wants to give you a crown of life. Temptations in this life, they're meant to be overcome, friend. You see, the devil is the tempter, not God. And God says we are to overcome. Trials are meant to be endured with patience, because patience will leave you perfect and wanting nothing. Our tongues, they're meant to be tamed. Are we listening to the Holy Spirit? Are we being obedient to the Holy Spirit? Our body and soul are meant to obey the indwelling Holy Spirit. We're to be doers of the word. Friend, lust is Satan's device to distract us from persevering with God. And remember, when sin is birthed, it brings forth death. So let's don't get distracted by Satan's evil devices, by his enticements, by his lures, by his trying to keep us putting out fires. I mean, he's always busy trying to get us to look here and look there and trying to get us to worry about ourselves. And how do we preserve ourselves? But let's just think about the Lord. Let's think about how God says we are to be doers of the word and to put our faith and our trust in Him and that He will order our steps. Sin is Satan's scheme to cause us to die. And again, the devil doesn't care how. He just wants to kill us, whether it be spiritual, physical, relational. He doesn't care. He is a liar. So let's say today, let's say, God, help me to control my temper. God, help me to control my tongue. Lord, help me to do what is right, even if everyone around me is doing what's wrong. God, help me to have patience. Help me to believe that you want to bless me. John 14:21 says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You see, God wants to manifest himself to you. He wants you to hear him speak. He wants you to feel his touch. He wants you to sense his presence. He wants you to experience his miracles. And we have to create fertile ground for his presence. And the way that we create fertile ground is to listen to the Holy Spirit and be doers of the Word of God. Be doers of the Word of God. To be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. God wants to bless you. He wants to be intimate with you. He wants to reveal himself to you. He's waiting. Will you be a doer of the word? Will you say, Lord, help me? Help me to be a doer of the word. I challenge you today to get into the book of James. I challenge you to read the book of James. It's very short. Read the book of James and say, Lord, teach me. Lord, I want to have wisdom. And your word says, if I need wisdom, to ask, because you give us to everyone liberally. And Lord, I'm asking you today to give me wisdom. I'm asking you to teach me how to be a doer of the word, because Lord, I so want to sense your presence. I so want to hear you, Lord. James 4:3 says, You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Friend, when the Bible says you ask amiss, that means you missed. So I challenge you today, read your Bible, read the book of James, and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me. Ask. He says that you will receive. He says, ask. And again, when you ask, don't ask amiss. Don't ask to consume it upon your lusts, because that is from the enemy. Ask so that your spirit will grow in Christ Jesus, so that you will become all that He has called you to be. In closing, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to deborahrossministries.org. for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Again, for powerful resources or to contact Deborah, our web address is deborahrossministries.org. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at deborahrossministries.org.